Iranian judiciary officials have blamed the U.S. and Israel for supporting a terrorist group responsible for a deadly bombing in southern Iran last year. Homa Lezgi reports.
On April 12, 2008, a bomb exploded at a packed religious center in the southern Iranian city of Shiraz. 14 people were killed and more than 200 were injured. Security officials arrested 15 people over the attack, including a foreign coordinator. A significant amount of explosives, weapons and ammunition was confiscated from the suspects.
The perpetrators of the Shiraz blast confessed they were members of an anti-Iranian group based in the U.S., plotting to overthrow the Iranian government by carrying out various bombings across the country.
Three of those arrested were initially sentenced to death on charges of participating in a terrorist attack, attempting to carry out similar bombings in other locations and plotting to assassinate Iranian officials. All three have appealed. Iran's judiciary spokesman Alireza Jamshidi said the suspects received financial support from the U.S.
We can clearly see the hands of foreigners at work. Those behind the bombing were supported by the United States and currently live there. They also received the support of Israel to carry out the explosion.
Several of those charged over the fatal bombing confessed to being brainwashed into launching a terrorist attack by a foreign-funded group calling itself Anjomane Padshahi-e Iran or the Kingdom Assembly of Iran. According to official figures, terrorist attacks in the Islamic Republic have claimed the lives of some 20,000 people over the past 30 years. Iranian efforts to battle terrorism have intensified, as U.S. media, including The New Yorker and VOA, revealed that American congressional leaders have authorized a hefty $400 million for covert operations in Iran. The Iranian government insists the global fight against terror will not be meaningful as long as those who claim to be in the forefront of this war continue to adopt double standards that only aggravate terrorism. Homa Lezgi, Press TV, Tehran.